box. Well.
All right, Johnny.
Look who decided to show up. You know, I got a call, Hunter. Someone said they saw you on your electric bike riding around this morning. Were you just out horsing around?
Yeah, that's what I like to do. I like to get up at 5:30 in the morning, skip the show, and go for a cruise.
Go for a cruise on your electric bike.
On my electric bike.
I knew.
You know, that does sound kind of fantastic, especially on a nice day like it has been.
You son of a bitch. You bastard. I knew it.
I mean, maybe I was out there.
I knew it.
Who knows?
Anyway, I'm glad you're back. Glad everything worked out. I told everyone you had to spumoni for most of the morning, which whenever you message me, I know it's not good.
Man.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yep.
Yeah, a little slow start for me this morning. Sorry, guys, but I'm back. Not that you really were concerned.
Real piece of trash. That's what I know. That's what I know right there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, should we keep her moving here now that you've made time for us? Is that what we should do?
I mean, we could... We'll try. We'll try to do something here.
We'll see what's happening. All right, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. If you need your car, truck, SUV fixed up, well, guess what? AIR can do it, and you can breathe easy. Yeah. Yeah.
You need one of those things where you breathe in one of those tanks you carry around.
Yeah.
Oxygen tank. That's
one of those things that you use for your breathing. You know, that stuff that you breathe? You got it.
It's a tank that has oxygen in it.
You got it, buddy. Anyway, okay. That's enough of that. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards marked a milestone in their relationship this past Sunday. While they had first met as classmates in 1950 in Dartford, England, before Jagger and his family moved 5 miles away, it was October 17th, 1961, that they ran into each other again at the Dartford train station that cemented their friendship. They struck up a conversation when Richards noticed Mick was carrying Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters records, and they've been together ever since. To mark the occasion, Keith used a guitar pick Sunday night on stage in Los Angeles that had a picture of the two of them with the caption, 60 years on the same train. Dude, wow. That is... Try and think in your head right now. 5 bands, all right, that have been together for 60 years. It just doesn't happen.
Dude, that's 60 years. All right, you're 30. What are you, 35?
Yeah.
Dude, that's almost double your age. Now think about that. You feel like you've been around for a while, right? Now just imagine playing in a band.
Yeah.
That whole time.
And, you know, for the most part, the Stones have been pretty much the same. I think like one guitarist change, I think, through it. And that's when, or no, drummer. That was it. When Charlie Watts came in.
You know how hard that is to keep everybody together like that? Everybody's lives. So after about 10 years, you're probably like, I don't know if we got anything left, man.
Dude, been with you for 5.5 years, and we're already burnt out. You kidding me?
Struggling. Like, struggling every day. It's like, I don't know. You know, just now imagine having to come up with good stuff, like great music.
Yeah, yeah. We're tasked with a cut-rate morning show after 5.5 years burnt out. Rolling Stones been doing this since 1960.
Say, we're lucky 61. It doesn't even have to be good. Like, they're under pressure, man, for 60 years.
Oh, man, I love it. So it's pretty damn impressive, especially through all the stuff they've been through, the drugs and the groupies and the alcohol and the tax evasion. Pretty amazing.
There's so many scenarios that could break the band up. Oh. It's amazing that they've made it this long.
Yeah. So, and actually pretty cool, a plaque commemorating the October 17th, 1961 meeting was unveiled at the Dartford train station in 2015 to say, hey, back here, right here on this very platform, rock and roll friendship was born. So pretty cool. So congratulations to the two buddies. And Hunter, I swear to God, if we're celebrating 60 years together, my life went wrong. All right, my life.
I just hope I make it to 60. That's all I'm hoping.
Well, no, we would be.
It'd be 30 some odd years then. We had a long time, Brock. You better be doing the show to you.
No, but if we make, so I'm saying we have to make it 60 years total. So we still got 54 and a half more years. Ain't gonna happen, buddy boy. Ain't gonna
that
happen.
Throat is gonna be shot by the end of 54 years.
So. Anyway, all right. Well, that is going to do it for your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
on this day in rock history, October 20th, 1977, a sad day in the music world. Lynyrd Skynyrd vocalist Ronnie Van Zant, guitarist Steve Gaines, Cassie Gaines, who was Steve's sister and also a singer for the band, and road manager Dean Kilpatrick were killed when their plane crashed in Gillsburg, Mississippi. The other four members of the band were seriously injured but survived the crash. It's I actually just watched a Lynyrd Skynyrd documentary about that. And, I mean, just the whole rise of fame for Skynyrd was kind of crazy. You know, just good old Southern boys that came in. Ronnie Van Zant was a wild man, dude. That guy, he loved to drink and fight and play rock and roll music. That's all he did. That's it. Guitarist Steve Gaines, it's actually pretty sad, his kind of run-up, because he was a young guy. Came up. His sister said, hey, I got a great... So, a long story short, a guitarist left Skynyrd. So... Mm-hmm. Cassie Gaines, Steve's sister, said, hey, my younger brother's a hell of a guitarist. He comes in. He only got to be with the band for like a year before this plane crash, and he was like 21 years old. Yeah. Obviously, the family leaving both the son and daughter in that. Just a bummer, man. I mean, the whole thing's a bummer, but ugh, the way that all worked out was just unfortunate. Unfortunate, yeah. For sure.
There's one thing I learned about the 70s. Stay out of an airplane.
No joke. Yeah, basically from like the start of airplanes to like 85. Just stay out of airplanes, man.
You know.
So, all right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Wednesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.